You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, I am not a guy who's trying to get the viral video and to get 50 million views and make a few thousand dollars off of advertising of it. I'm not that guy. Mm-hmm. However, yesterday I missed a golden opportunity to capture a video that I think would have spread around the world. Well, with people who like cat videos, and we know there are millions of those people.
Millions, man.
There was a, where my laundry room is in my house, there's a window that looks outside towards the driveway, and there's a screen on there, and somehow a lizard got between the screen and the window on the outside.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And, because I live in a place where there's a lot of these little green lizards. Anyway, Niles the weirdo, my cat, happened to go into the laundry room and saw it and lost his ever-loving mind.
Bet.
And I did capture some video of him just doing everything he could to try to get up there on the window. The window sill is too narrow for him really to balance on, but he was trying his best. And as soon as I shut the video off, he tried jumping up there, lost his balance, and tumbled head first into a trash can.
Excellent.
And it was like something that was choreographed for a comedy movie
so
or something.
Funny.
And I did not have it recording.
Oh, man.
He climbed out of the trash can, tried to get back up there again, and a second time tumbled head first in.
Beautiful.
And it was like, I'm telling you, it was like slapstick comedy the way it looked. And I didn't get either one of them.
Oh, dude.
And I was thinking afterwards, I thought, I almost peed my pants. It was so funny to see the way it happened.
Yeah.
That I thought this would have been the viral sensation for cat lovers for a while. And I didn't have it on.
Well, get a lizard and try to recreate it, I guess.
Yeah. I had to go. I don't know how the damn thing got inside there. So I had to go out and pull the screen off.
Even the lizard was like, how the heck did I get in here?
Well, the lizard, I thought about that. We were talking about it later that evening. I was like, he's trapped inside the screen. And he easily saw that cat trying to get to him
right
through the glass.
Ruh-roh.
Can you imagine what his little heart was doing?
It's like a drum line.
So that was the highlight
hilarious
of my day yesterday, was watching my cat just make an absolute ass of himself.
Darn it, I want to see that.
Oh, my, it would have been so good.
Funny, man.
What happened with you?
Well, yesterday it was time to blow out the sprinklers. It's going to get crappy this weekend. So I've got a big old air compressor in my garage. It's like on wheels, so it's like a dolly. It's like 40 gallons, Dom. It's one of those big ones. So I wheeled it out to onto my driveway. And then
wait a minute.
Kind
what
of
do you
over
normally do with that?
I used it actually when I finished my basement at the last house for an air gun nailer. And then to spray the texture on the walls.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that's what I used it for mostly. But now I use it to blow out my sprinklers because it holds a lot of air. And I wheeled it out of the garage and I set it up and plugged it in. And when you turn that thing on, it's, you know, it's pumping
sure
air into it and it's loud. And before I did, I just in my head go, I was thinking, I wonder how many of the other dads in the neighborhood are going to pop their heads out like gophers once this thing gets turned on. Because it's like a rule. If you're a dad and you hear somebody fire up a power tool, you immediately peek through the windows and you go out and make small talk about your Craftsman air compressor. Well, I turned it on, and in my head, I was like, four. There's going to be four guys out here within 20 minutes. I shot a little high. It was three. So within 20 minutes, I had three other dads out there watching me blow out my sprinklers, which I thought was going to be like a 20-minute job. Boom, I'm done for the afternoon. Wheel it back in. Well, then it turned into one of the guys saying, you know, I should probably do that to mine. You know, that cold snap's coming. I probably should do that.
Think I could borrow that compressor, Jeremy?
It doesn't look too bad. You think you want to wheel it now? I was like, okay, I'll wheel it. Let's go ahead and do yours. So another 20, 30 minutes goes by on his, and the other two guys are out there. And the next guy's like, you know, this is probably a pretty smart idea. And like, none of them are really just coming right out and saying, do mine next. But I ended up pretty much doing the entire block yesterday.
How much does that normally cost when you have somebody come out and do it?
I think it's like 40 to 60 bucks or something like that, depending on
all
how
right,
many
so
zones you have. I could have made some serious bank
so
yesterday.
So you did $150 worth of work yesterday. Did the neighbors like pitch in and do anything for you?
No, they didn't. I got some solid thank yous, and they were very, you know, happy that I helped them. But man, I sure would have liked to have woken up to a couple six-packs of beer on my porch this morning.
I was going to say.
I'm just saying, if anybody's listening,
You just got used. They used
they
you.
They so
in your compressor.
Used me, man. It was like half my evening doing all that.
Deep down, you loved it, though.
Deep down.
You?
Come on.
Come on.
Big
I
old
know
power
you.
Tool. I'm pressing the other guys in the neighborhood.
I know you're in two levels. A, you loved it because you got to use that. And B, the other level is that you got to go into your wife and say, yeah, I just took
so
care of the
did.
Whole neighborhood.
I so did. I was like, it's nice to be the guy on the block that knows what he's doing. Yeah.
Honey, you married a real man.
And then she took everything off the table with one swoop of her arm. And said, let's have dinner.